Well, hello there, handsome. Easy there, big fella. Stop with the crazy looking around and just relax. I mean, you are the only one that heard me, anyways. Stop panicking and just breathe, hon. Yes, I'm talking to you inside your head. No, you're not crazy. And no, aliens are not walking among you trying to snatch your bodies. I'm human, hon. Just like you. For fuck's sakes, your mind is seriously loud right now. Could you do me a favor? Close your eyes. Just do it. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and focus on my voice. Block out all the rest of the noise, inside and out. There you go. Just relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. Very good. I'm impressed. Hello again, handsome. Ah, you kiss your mother with that mouth. You wanna know who I am? Why don't you play along and maybe I'll tell you? Yes, play as in a game. You see, I've seen you on this train for as long as I can remember. Hard not to notice a good-looking guy like you. Always sitting by yourself, hunched over a notebook. You hardly ever look up until you reach your stop. Even when you're stuck standing, you have that book in the crook of your arm, pinned scrambling across the page, regardless of how turbulent the rides can get. But last week, you forgot a writing implement, didn't you? It was almost heartbreaking watching you dig through your bag and pat your pants. You looked frantic and then crushed when you couldn't find one. The entire ride, you just stroked the cover of your notebook and looked like an abandoned puppy. It made me curious. What could you be writing? Why was it so important? How could it have such an effect on you that you looked as if someone had died if you didn't have a pen in your hand? So the next day, while you were scribbling away with your now very much remembered pen, I peeked inside your head for the first time. Oh, that blush. Sweetie, if anyone should be blushing, it's me. And I did. When I first heard those lines of pure, unadulterated smut pouring out of your mind onto paper, nearly strangled on my bagel, truth be told. You've got talent, though, sweetheart, no doubt about that. The way you built the scene. How did it go? He looked up at her, his eyes wild with lust, but meek with obedience. He knew better than to look her in the eye, not after last time. His hand strained against the cuffs, even as his cock strained against its cage. His mouth fell open, the words trickling out once more. Please, mistress. And that was just the first day. Every day since then, I've been listening. And every day since then, you've made a new story. But all of them have something in common, don't they? He is always kneeling, and she is always in charge, in command, in control. Hey. Don't look embarrassed, sweet boy. You know what you like, and that's good. Makes things easier, I think. Do you want to know what I like? Yes, what? Yes, mistress. Good boy. That's exactly what I like. I also like the thought of standing up right now. Walking over to you, grabbing your throat, pulling you to your feet, shoving you down in the middle of the aisle and straddling your face. I'd like that very much. And you'd like it too, wouldn't you? You can't lie to a mind reader, honey. It's just not possible. So stop shaking your head and embrace the submissive little slut that you obviously want to be. Good boy. You find that headspace so quickly. It feels like slipping into a nice warm bath, doesn't it? All comfortable and soothing. Be careful how much you nod your head, sweet boy. That dreamy look in your eye is drawing some attention. Is that from the tent you're pitching? Oh, I do like how that blush just races down your neck. Makes me want to leave all kinds of marks to vary up the color. Red goes so well with black and blue, don't you think? Oh, sweet darling boy, those spots of yours. Would you really whimper so sweetly if I did that? If I bite you, clawed you, spanked your ass until you cried? Yeah. Would you beg me to use you as I sat on top of your hips, teasing you with my heat and my wetness, but not letting you put your cock inside me? Your eyes filled with tears as you watch me pleasure myself with a toy, filling my pussy up with anything but your cock, coming again and again, leaving you aching and denied. Such a good slut. Hard and dripping, ready for more. And I can give you more. Do you want me to? Alright, sweetheart. Relax. Take a deep breath. Very good. And exhale. Did you feel it? The soft scrape of fingernails down your chest. Did it feel good? That yes, mistress, just riles me up, sweet boy. Makes me want to do so many things to you, tie you up, tease you, torment you, make you come and come until you can't anymore. Fuck. Be careful what you beg for, sweetie. I might just give it to you. Right here, right now, in front of all these people. Oh, remembered where you were, huh? On a train, in the middle of a commute with dozens of other people around. You still want it, little slut? You still want this? You nearly fell out of your seat. Does my tongue on your balls feel that good? Really? But it's barely touching you. Just teasing you with the tip. I'm sure that my breath is giving you more stimulation. Tilting your head to the side like that isn't fair, slutty boy. It makes me want to bite you. Or choke you. Or both. That gasp drew more than a few glances, hon. You best try and keep yourself under control. Deep breaths, baby. Feel my hand. Just barely wrapped around your throat. And the other stroking through your hair. There you go. Good boy. Just relax. Cause too much of a scene and I won't be able to make you come. Yes, sweetie. I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you twitch and spurt and ruin your pants before you reach your stop. Does that sound like fun? Good boy. Best poker face now. Time to do my damnedest to make you beg out loud. Ugh, fuck the way your eyes roll back. Do you like the feeling of my mouth on your cock, my slutty boy? Feeling my tongue flicking over the head a few times before swallowing you all the way down. That's one of the perks of these talents. No gag reflex. I can take you down to the base and just stay there. Like this. Maybe swallow around you a couple times. Look at your legs twitch. Are you okay, sweetie? There you go. Just rest your head back. If you're lucky, maybe someone will just think you're sleeping. So long as you keep that notebook on your lap, that is. And don't jump too high when I strap your nipples between my fingernails and twist. Oh, holy fuck, you almost came from that, didn't you? Darling boy, I wish I could really get my hands on you. The marks I would give you. The bruises, the welts, the scratches. Fuck! I suppose for now I'll have to be content with giving you the biggest wet spot that I can on the front of your pants. I love how you keep biting your lip. Like if you stop, you'll just start whimpering like a puppy. Do me a favor, sweetie. Give your lips a long, slow lick. You're not crazy, my dear boy. You did, in fact, taste my pussy on your mouth. I wonder which will turn you on more, the fact that you know what my pussy tastes like, or knowing that I had to taste myself many times in order to get that impression right. That's right. That's it. Just keep licking your lips and begging me to fuck you. Keep calling me mistress as I swallow around your cock again and again. And as I start teasing your balls with my tongue. Or do you really want me to fuck you? To open up that slutty asshole around my cock and pound you until you can't even see straight. Make you take every hard inch of me over and over, stretching you wide and gaping wet. Is that what you want, dirty boy?
That's too bad.
That'll have to wait for another time.
No, don't whine like that, little slut. I'm not doing it, no matter how much you whimper and beg.
But what it is time for is for you to come for me.
And to help you with that,
I'm going to give you a choice.
Do you want my pussy on your lips?
Or my finger in your ass? I know I said I wouldn't fuck you, but I don't think a finger would hurt, do you? So which do you want, my sweet boy?
You cannot have both. Only one.
Along with my mouth still bobbing up and down on your cock.
No.
Yeah, you want my pussy on your cock? Slutty boy's getting greedy. Well, you have been very well behaved, begging so very sweetly for me, giving me everything I ask for. All right, honey. I'll fuck you.
On one condition. You have to ask out loud, even if it's just a whisper.
I want to see those perfect pussy-eating lips say, please, fuck me, mistress.
Just once, that's all.
Can you do that for me, sweetheart? Can my good boy do what he's told? Good boy, very good. Now try and keep still for me. We're almost at your stop, so it's going to be hard and fast. You ready? Fuck. You're going to rip that notebook in half with how hard you're gripping it. Does my pussy feel that good, slutty boy? All hot and wet and tight for you, slamming up and down on your cock, squeezing you and milking you. Yeah. Do you know how many times I had to finger myself to get it to feel that way? God, you aren't even coherent anymore. You're so deep in subspace, it's like your mind is wrapped in a little blanket. So fucking hot. Alright, sweet boy. Are you ready to come for me? Are you ready to spurt and gush and ruin your pants? Are you getting close for me? Good. Good, little slut. Close your eyes now. Just feel me. Feel my pussy wrapped around your cock. My fingernails on your nipples. My hand around your throat. My fingers locked in your hair. Feel me fucking you. Feel me taking you, ravishing you, devouring you. Without even laying a finger on you. Right in the middle of the afternoon commute. Feel all of it. All of me. Come for me. Now. Such a good slut. Such a good boy. I'm sorry, are you alright? I mean, you look a little feverish and out of it. Would you like some help? It's our stop now, so, I mean, I can walk with you for a little while if you're not feeling too well. Would that be okay? Yeah? Okay. Oh, wow, your notebook looks really beat up. You must use it a lot. Do you write?